"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
We're on the radio from 1 until 4. And after 4 o'clock, it's John Cobell Show on Demand, the podcast version, same as the radio show, in case you missed anything. We have much to cover today, but at the moment, it's going to get crowded out because Steve Gregory has an exclusive story that he's breaking. And we're going to get him on the line here to talk about it because I have only a headline. I don't have any of the details. So, Steve, let us know what you have there.
Yeah, and you remember about a week or so ago, I tipped you off that I was being told about a pending bust that was about to happen. And today was the day. I was out here at around 6:45 this morning. I'm in West L.A. on Mapleton Drive. I'm in front of the home of P. Diddy, Sean Puffy Combs. And I'm told that he was taken into custody in somewhere in the East Coast. And soon after that, a convoy of Bearcats, like SWAT vehicles from the federal agencies, Homeland Security Investigations and other agencies, rolled up here to go in and search his house. Now, if you don't know, and you might not know, that P. Diddy's been involved in a series of accusations in the last couple years involving the trafficking of minors for sex. And a lawsuit filed in December and another one, a separate one filed in February of this year, alleged that Diddy actually procured these teenagers, both boys and girls, to have sex not only with him, but also with his friends. And I'm told by law enforcement sources that that today's raid on his property here on Mapleton Drive is directly related to that.
Homeland Security is involved in this. Why?
Because it's what they consider a transnational crime or a transcontinental crime. So that means part of the allegations in these lawsuits is that Diddy would fly these underage kids on a private jet. So there's international travel potentially and or interstate travel. And that's when the feds get involved.
Do we know what countries they were traveling from?
That I don't know. But again, it could be all domestic. So once it's interstate like that and it involves, you know, private transportation like that, then Homeland Security would actually be one of the agencies to investigate along with FBI. But HSI also specializes in trafficking. That's one of their primary focuses and goals is to make a dent in the trafficking, drug trafficking, sex trafficking, human trafficking. So it's pretty much right up their alley.
All right, so he's under arrest, and they are confiscating a lot of his possessions and records and computer files, I imagine.
Yeah.
Is that still going on now?
Yeah. I mean, we literally rolled up on scene a few moments ago, and there was a bunch of those white panel vans that are lined up on the street here. We're facing a sort of a northeasterly direction on Mapleton Drive. Those three Bearcats rolled up first, followed by probably four or five of those panel vans. And those vans presumably would include boxes and bags that they'll collect evidence with. A lot of electronic evidence in this case.
Mapleton Drive. So this is Holmby Hills.
Yeah.
Off of Sunset Boulevard. And this is where the Playboy Estate used to be.
And there's a lot of money here and a lot of big homes. And the property is gated, but not the community that we came in, the direction we came in. A lot of big gates for access into driveways, but not a gated community per se. So we were able to get right up here about as close as we could before LAPD shut it down for us to get any closer. But we can see, I'm looking at right now members of the Homeland Security Investigations SWAT team. They're decked out in the olive drab flak vests, the ballistic vests, and their helmets. You got people with windbreakers that say HSI on the back of it, and they're near their Bearcats right now, and they've got people going into the property.
This must be a pretty serious operation that they think Diddy was running.
Well, it rises...
that kind of manpower and that much equipment.
Yeah. And from a federal agency. I mean, Homeland Security Investigations doesn't get involved unless it rises to this kind of a situation. A lot of times FBI handles most of the domestic stuff. HSI handles a lot of the transnational stuff. So that's why, based on my experience with Homeland Security Investigation, we don't know whether there's other countries, you know, a la Jeffrey Epstein kind of stuff.
Right.
Chris Brown has shades of Chris Brown in it, according to what the lawsuits claim, anyway.
Right. But there's no paperwork on these particular charges today.
No. This is fresh. I mean, John, as soon as they got the green light that they had him in their sights and that they at least had approached him or detained him, then they got the green light here on the West Coast. And let me give you some backstory. Originally, when I was tipped off on this a week or so ago, they were surveilling him locally. I know that some law enforcement sources told me they had been surveilling him already here. It was their intention to take him into custody here in Los Angeles. But over the weekend, he took off by private plane and went back east. So they had to really reshift at the last second. They had to reshift their strategy. And they didn't even know if they were going to be able to pull this off today. But then they were able to mobilize a team back east. They were able to get off on his plane, get information about his plan, and then they were able to converge and at least get him into custody is what I'm told.
Well, you are the first one in the world to have this, as far as I can tell, because I can't find any information on the internet now about him being arrested or this this raid at his home in Holmby Hills.
No, that's why I got here at 6:30, 6:45 this morning, and it got late twice, so we stuck it out, and we did.
All right. Steve, when you find more out, let us know right away. We'll put you on immediately.
You got
right?
it. Take
all
care, John.
All right. Excellent work. Steve Gregory, KFI News. And, yeah, he did tell me a week ago that he had a tip at Homeland Security. He has a source there, said you might want to be available very early next week, Monday, Tuesday. I think originally it was scheduled to be a middle-of-the-night raid on Diddy's home on Mapleton Drive. And then, as Steve just explained, Diddy took a private plane out to the East Coast, where he has been arrested, but his house is being raided by many, many law enforcement personnel from Homeland Security and other agencies, and they have three Bearcats that have shown up outside the property, and they are going to be confiscating a lot of stuff. This is Sean Diddy Combs. He's had various rap names, Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, Diddy, and going back about 25 years, back in the late 90s, he had his first run of hit records. He was a record producer, record executive, extremely well-known, and extremely successful. But in recent years, and this has dogged him periodically, he's been the target of sexual lawsuits, civil suits. And now it looks like there's major criminal charges. It indicates that some kind of sex trafficking was going on. By the amount of equipment and the amount of manpower they have, it must be quite an operation they think he was running. He's in custody on the East Coast. No details as to where, but you heard it here first. Steve Gregory with a worldwide exclusive on KFI. When we get more, we'll pass it along to you.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
If you're just joining us, Steve Gregory just broke an exclusive story that Sean Puffy Combs, also known as Puff Daddy and P. Diddy, famous rap star, hip-hop executive, record producer, and he's in a lot of trouble. The Homeland Security was conducting a huge federal investigation. Fox 11 now has a helicopter over the scene. And they're on Diddy's property in Holmby Hills on Mapleton Drive, which is a very wealthy, exclusive area. It's where the Playboy Mansion used to be. And they're showing video now of guys in, like, looks almost like riot gear, wearing helmets. And they're prowling all over the property. It's a huge, huge estate, enormous home, and it looks like a guest home also on the property. And they're searching the entire property looking for evidence about this sex trafficking case. Now, we are dealing with nothing but the raid here. The story is that Diddy fled to the East Coast on a private plane over the weekend. He may be in custody, but I want to clarify, we're not certain of that yet. Meantime, his property is completely taken over by a lot of scare. They almost look like soldiers. Like, this looks like a war invasion. They're wearing camouflage. They're wearing their helmets. They've got big weapons. And whatever they think he did, it's got to be pretty serious and extensive. Trafficking girls and boys from other countries into the U.S. Now, I'm looking, and I don't want to mischaracterize anything, but do you have that Channel 11 on? In there, does it look like they've got somebody handcuffed and they've got police circling him with guns pointed at him just outside the property on one of the streets? There's a main mansion and two guest houses, and they've got somebody, a young man, standing with his hands behind his back, maybe handcuffed. It's hard to tell because I think Steve might be the only reporter on the ground as of now. This is a helicopter shot, and it's they've got these Bearcat, tank-like vehicles and all this personnel wandering around outside and inside the property. He's had a series of lawsuits going back to, the most recent one was February 27th. And it was filed in federal district court by a Rodney Jones Jr., also known as Lil Rod. He was working a while back on Sean Combs' Puff Daddy P. Diddy's album. Jones said he was a producer of 9 of the album tracks, lived with him for months at a time. He claims that Combs grabbed his genitals without consent. He tried to groom Jones into having sex with another man, told him it was a normal practice in the music industry, forced him to hire prostitutes and participate in sex acts with them, among other things. When the suit was filed, it looks like the demand was for $30 million. His story was at Mr. Combs' house in July 2023. He was forced to drink shots of tequila laced with drugs. Jones said after he had the drink, he passed out and woke up at 4 the following morning naked with a sex worker sleeping next to him. Combs forced Jones to solicit sex workers and perform sex acts for the pleasure of Combs. And he was offered money, threatened with violence if he didn't cooperate. 73-page lawsuit filled with graphic details and photographs. Also named as defendants, the Universal Music Group, which Combs briefly partnered with, and he claims he wasn't paid properly. In November, a woman named Cassandra Ventura, who was Combs' longtime girlfriend, accused him of rape and years of physical and sexual abuse in another detailed lawsuit. That suit was settled in a day. Three other cases followed in quick succession, each alleging sexual assault. And last week, there was a claim from a woman who said Combs gang-raped her in 2003 when she was 17. So it's a lot of ugly, ugly news surrounding P. Diddy. Both men, I guess.
Yeah, there's two guys now.
Yeah. All we've got are these distant helicopter shots on Fox 11. But just to recap, Steve had told me a week ago that he has a source at Homeland Security who said there was going to be a big raid in West L.A. early next week, meaning this week, and that they were going to alert Steve so he could have the exclusive, which he had the exclusive today. And but we don't have any details about the criminal charges, the paperwork. And we don't have it confirmed that P. Diddy has been taken into custody back east. It's possible, but we don't know for sure. And they were going to raid him early in the morning, overnight, maybe 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning. But when Diddy got on his private plane and left, don't know if he had advanced word or that's just a coincidence, they had to change their tactics. And they started earlier this morning to invade the property. And it really does look like an invasion. So I can't imagine how extensive the case is to use this much manpower and this much, looks like military hardware. I mean, really looks like they were prepared to go to war or bulldoze the place. And that's on Mapleton Drive in Holmby Hills, in case you're traveling in the area. All right, we've got more coming up, and if Steve has further details, he'll join us. I think the quote that Steve passed along to me from somebody is TMZ is going to love this one. So it made me wonder all weekend who the big star was going to be that was getting nailed.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hey, everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Okay. I love Walker Hayes. He's amazing. He's so fun. Such a great entertainer. And that's why I'm so excited that JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. The Walker Hayes for JCPenney collection is an upbeat playlist of instant classics with laid-back appeal and down-home vibes. As a dad of 7 kids, he knows exactly what fathers want and need when it comes to their style. This collection reflects his casually cool styles with outdoor-inspired details and versatile colors. Perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th, just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
on from 1 till 4, and then after 4 o'clock, John Cobalt Show on demand. And Steve Gregory could break in at any moment if he has more details on what's going on in Holmby Hills, which is on the west side of L.A. near Westwood, off Sunset Boulevard, near Holmby Park. It's the neighborhood famous for the Spelling Mansion, the Playboy Mansion, and P. Diddy lives there. Sean Puffy Combs, known as Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, a variety of rap star names. He was not only is not only a huge rap star, but a record producer and record executive and extremely wealthy. And the feds are indicating that he had a huge sex trafficking operation going on. And they have a massive raid going on his property. A lot of personnel, Bearcats, all kinds of law enforcement vehicles. It looks as if they have two people in custody. Diddy was supposed to be arrested this morning. He is allegedly on the East Coast, took a private plane out there over the weekend. And again, don't know if he got tipped off or that's a coincidence. And the story going around is he had a human smuggling operation, sex trafficking operation, possibly bringing in young boys and girls from other countries. Again, there's no paperwork on this. There's no formal charges. It's just what Steve is piecing together from his sources. And he is there live at the moment. And he has the absolute worldwide exclusive on this. And we will bring you more as time goes on. Now, at 2 o'clock, two things are happening. At 2:45, Shohei Ohtani is supposed to speak, and we'll carry that live. He may just be reading a statement, and this is about the gambling scandal that's engulfed his interpreter, Ippe Mizuhara, and Ohtani. Now, you probably know the story by now, and if you don't, you probably don't care. But Mizuhara had a bad gambling problem, and he ran up $4.5 billion in debts. And ESPN saw a number of wire transfers from Ohtani's account to this bookie named Matthew Bowyer in Orange County. Wire transfers involving that much money, you would think Ohtani had to know about it. So there's really three possibilities here. I doubt that Ohtani is going to speak to any of the three. Well, he's going to deny one outright, I'm sure. But number one possibility is that Mizuhara somehow had access to Ohtani's bank accounts and was able to take out $4.5 million without anybody noticing, which is really hard to believe. Possibility number two, which I think is most likely, is that Ohtani willingly was covering Mizuhara's gambling debts because they were such close friends. That's understandable, and I think the most plausible. Third, that Ohtani actually ran up the debts and Mizuhara has taken the fall for him. That seems unlikely. So I don't know if he's going to add anything of substance, and I don't know who's going to translate for him either. But we're going to bring that at 2:45, assuming it's on time. All this stuff dates back to his Angel days. I think the Dodgers are probably as blindsided as anybody when this story broke last week. Okay, so that's in a little over an hour. Now, another big story happening today that at the last minute, Donald Trump got a break from a five-judge appeals court panel. Instead of putting up, it really was going to be about $540 million a bond that he was going to have to put up until his case is heard on appeal. This appeals court reduced it to $175 million. So it was cut by almost two-thirds. And he's got 10 days to come up with the money, and Trump seems to be okay with that. He said it will be my honor to post, and we'll post what is necessary, whether it be cash, security, or bond. Now, because it's a $454 million judgment, and we'll review the details of it in just a second. But there was about $90 million in interest that had accrued already. I think there's $112,000 in interest a day. And he had 30 days to put up the money. Today was the 30th day. And if you're keeping track of this case, there was a hullabaloo as to how he was going to get that cash, because while he is worth probably $2.5 billion, it's almost all of it is tied up in hard physical assets, real estate, buildings, land, and things of that nature, not easy to liquidate. And it's hard to get somebody to put up a bond for you if your collateral is expensive office towers in New York. It's difficult to on short notice, at least, come up with a proper value of the building. And right now, the New York's real estate market, like most big cities' office real estate market, is in a complete shambles because there's so much vacant office space that it's hard to say what anything is worth right now. However, having said all of that, the whole thing is preposterous because it's always difficult to talk about this because there are people who feel Trump does no wrong. And then there are people who start spitting blood when they hear his name and want only the worst possible things to happen. And too many people don't behave rationally and don't think rationally around Trump. But I still try to. And here's the facts that I see. He did inflate his assets when he applied for loans and applied for insurance. But as far as I see, and this is borne out in the court trial, the banks did their own due diligence on what his properties were worth and gave him the money. And he paid it all back with interest, and they were happy. There is no victim in this crime. Not the banks, not the insurance companies. Anyone that he misrepresented the worth of his properties to, these entities can easily check and dispute the value and then choose not to give the loan or not to give that amount of the loan. They didn't dispute the value. They gave him everything he wanted, and he paid it all back. And as far as they're concerned, they say they're happy and they would do business again with him. So if there's a crime, it's a paperwork crime that the banks didn't care about. To say that he has to pay a $454 million fine plus interest, that's over $500 million, is obviously preposterous. Nobody's ever been charged in a case like this. In fact, nobody in New York State has ever been charged under this law in a victimless crime. This is supposed to be when people get scammed by a business. No one got scammed here, and the banks and the insurance companies were always in complete control because the banks have the money. They don't have to lend it out, and it's up to them to do the due diligence or not, come to their own conclusions. He still is not supposed to falsify the net worth, but that seems to be a paperwork crime, does it not? A small fine. There is an Eighth Amendment that guards against excessive fines. That's unconstitutional. In fact, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, a few years ago, there was a case, and she said explicitly that Eighth Amendment to protect people from excessive fines is extremely important, because otherwise you could get fined simply because the government doesn't like what you have to say, which certainly would fit this case. Trump claimed the only cash he had earmarked for spending on his campaign, and it was clearly interference by the Biden administration and the Justice Department into his ability to pay for his campaign. And it's hard not to agree with him on that. So if you want to charge him with really a very mild, benign case of fraud and fine him a relatively small amount of money, that could be fair game. But $500 million and put it up in a bond, or you lose your buildings? You lose your towers? Now, I don't think anybody wants to live under a government like that. That's Soviet Union stuff. And you wouldn't want any of your political favorites. You wouldn't want anyone in your family or your business to be treated like this by the government. There is such a thing as due process. And if after, I mean, he didn't even get a chance to file all the appeals yet. So it was really preposterous, really. Something that has never happened in America before. It's really garbage. This really is a political attack to try to destroy him before he runs for president, because they're afraid he's going to win. And this might ensure that he's going to win. And we're going to talk at 2 o'clock more about this. In fact, we're going to talk with Peter Charalambos. And he's going to give us some more information.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right, Steve Gregory has more information on the P. Diddy raid in West L.A. Let's have him on right now.
I'm just told a few moments ago that Diddy's sons were in the house here on Mapleton Drive, and at least two of the three that were taken into custody, or at least handcuffed and set off to the side, two of them are Diddy's sons. And we're also told that simultaneously while this raid was going on, they were also raiding Combs's Miami property, his compound there in Miami, and it's possible they're raiding something else in the New York area. Homeland Security did send me a statement a minute ago, and they did confirm they are investigating this and that they executed what they call law enforcement actions as part of an ongoing investigation with assistance from HSI Los Angeles, HSI Miami, and local law enforcement partners. And this is from the New York office. So the New York office is leading this raid and investigation with the help of other Homeland Security investigation offices around the country.
All right, Steve, we'll check back with you.
Okay.
Steve Diddy, this massive raid, among other places, P. Diddy's huge mansion in West L.A. in the Holmby Hills area on Mapleton Drive. And so the two young men we noticed on TV, Fox 11 has a aerial shot, were handcuffed. We're going to take a break and more to come here on KFI. You heard the story broke on KFI, worldwide exclusive, that Steve Gregory had about the massive raid that they're having on P. Diddy's mansion complex in Holmby Hills on Mapleton Drive in West L.A. And is a massive sex trafficking investigation being done by the federal government and Homeland Security and local law enforcement. It looks as if P. Diddy's two sons have been taken into custody. And as you heard Steve mention just minutes ago, they have raided properties in Miami and in New York as well. And this is coming out of the New York office. We will continue with updates. Steve is on the scene. And again, ABC News and Peter Charalambos is going to explain more on Trump getting his bond requirement cut by 2/3 today by an appeals court. Big news out of Boeing today. Heads are rolling. A lot of heads are rolling. The CEO, Dave Calhoun, is going to be gone by the end of the year. Stan Deal, the head of the division that makes planes for airlines and other commercial customers, he's going to retire immediately. So that's the commercial airline division. Stan Deal, he's gone. The chairman of Boeing is going to step down as well. He's not going to stand for re-election. They've named a new chairman named Steve Mollenkopf, the former CEO of Qualcomm. And then they're going to begin a process to choose Boeing's next chief executive. This is the second CEO that had to quit in the last few years because of bad airline construction by Boeing, because you had those two MAX 8 jets crash in Ethiopia and Indonesia back 2018 and 2019. And that led to the CEO resigning at that time. His name was Dennis Muhlenberg. After those two crashes, Calhoun came aboard in January 2020. He'd been a member of the board since 2009. And now Calhoun, the CEO, and Stan Deal, the head of commercial airplane production, and the chairman, Larry Kellner, all out. Does that make you feel better?
No. I'm wondering, you know what I don't understand is why the end of the year?
That's the first thing I thought, too. Only one of the three guys is going to leave immediately.
Right.
And I think Kellner, the chairman, is going to step down soon. And then the new chairman, Steve Mollenkopf, he's got to start process of picking a new CEO, but it seems like they should put in an interim CEO.
I was going
to
say an interim.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think they all should be forced out out of their offices.
And what are their severance packages going to look like?
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine?
Huge. In fact, I read the Muhlenberg guy resigned a few years ago. I was just reading old stories about him. Yeah, he got a huge payout. These guys just bounce to the next company and the next company. There's no real lifestyle penalty for them. I think the Boeing problem is so deep that if it was possible, they'd want to bulldoze the whole company and start over again. And I am guessing, I didn't read this, but I am guessing last week they had a meeting with a number of CEOs, their customers, the airlines, right? The companies that order planes from Boeing. Those CEOs had a meeting with the board, and I think they told them, we're going to just void our contracts out if you don't get new management in here. We're not going to buy planes from you anymore. It had to be that. Boeing was probably looking at their customers in open revolt, and really, I bet you the customers are the ones who fired the CEO. And you could imagine why. I mean, United has been splattered with a lot of the mud, although they've got a problem, too, in the way that they are doing the maintenance. Too many of those planes were United. And once Boeing manufactures the plane, now it's in the hands of the airline and how they maintain the plane. And the FAA announced that they are going to increase oversight of United Airlines to make sure United is complying with safety regulations and identifying hazards and mitigating risk. Certain activities and process may be allowed to continue, but future projects may be delayed. The FAA could potentially not approve allowing customers on United's new planes or new routes. They're going to hold that over the head of United, that if they don't get their act together, then your new planes, no one's going to be allowed to board them, and the new routes, no one's going to be allowed to use them. The FAA is reviewing work processes, manuals, facilities, and... So United is also in a lot of trouble, and they should be too, because Boeing's responsible for what goes out the door. But some of these other issues that we've been reporting on for weeks have to do with bad maintenance. You know, when you have a wheel come flying off the plane as it's taking off or landing. All right, we come back. The specific details on Trump getting his bond cut to $175 million in that case in New York City. Peter Charalambos from ABC News is going to give us more detail. Shohei Ohtani, his statement, we're going to carry that live at about 1:45 over that gambling scandal. Too much going on. Deborah Mark live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.